So what is the real intense goal of Tree of Life Farms and the human soul? When you restore a man's soul, or you give him his soul back, you tell him his power, his will, and the soul are all tied together. The will to live, the will to love, the will to fight, will to build, the will to start something, take a risk, the will to go after a beautiful woman and make her your wife. The will of man is tied to the soul intimately. And today, our will has been captivated. It's in prison. It's under the authority of the system, the lies of the system, where you live, what kind of work you should pursue, kind of woman you should marry, kind of what is beautiful, your friends, your circle, your place of living, smart, you got everything you need, a smart city, you know, that's what the temptation is, to make life so easy that you don't have to work, you don't have to sweat, you don't have to hurt to get what you want. And so by seduction of ease, luxury, no pain, the world is brought into a place of compliance. Think about the problem with the Muslims. Their jihad is all about destroying the Christian, the Jew, and the people that don't agree. It's a struggle. That's the word means, struggle. They try to say the moderate ones, which is all garbage, because obviously Muhammad was, in his life, was never moderate. In the beginning, he was trying to sell the idea, and then he became a tyrant, right? Once he got the power, he became a tyrant. Jesus never did that. Jesus laid his life down on a cross. Muhammad's a joke. He's a scumbag liar. He's an evil entity. And 2 billion people have to believe by fear. So Jesus woos us with love. But you have to take up a cross. What is that? When Jesus says, take up your cross, what is he saying to the soul of you and me? Is that if you die to your will to do whatever you want, be your own God, as Eve fell for, then you can have me dwell in your soul, and I will direct your affairs and give you power to overcome seduction, which is a ultimate power in this world system. The illusions, the pictures, the allurement of a seductive scene or a captivating person with great words and ability to articulate those words to convince you of an end view. The Antichrist will have all that. The son of perdition will have all that ability. He will have wonders. He will have fire from heaven. He will be able to blow you away. The greatest magic show ever will be him, and he will have success. And anybody that looks at him, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil powers that he maintains, will be seduced. So what are the saints doing at this time? When he's doing his tricks and he's doing his wonders and he's having his broadcasts, everybody wants to watch. What are the saints doing? They're not watching the broadcast. They're watching it. If they're watching it, they're seeing what I'm saying, how he's using these techniques to deceive the whole world. I watched Obama do it. From the very moment I heard that man speak, I said, that's Antichrist spirit. And he was seducing people with hope and change. The same spirit, the same powers, and who ultimately Obama turned out to be a tyrant. He's evil. He's still trying to sell us he's a nice guy. He's a terrible person. He's an Antichrist subject. He's in that system. He's like all the others. They're all the same. They come at different personalities, but at the end, they bow the knee to Satan, right? They did the seances. They did the ceremonies. They did the rituals. They drank the blood. They ate the human flesh. They did all that. Therefore, their souls have been captured. They are under the control. Can they be safe? Of course. But will they be safe? Most likely not. Because once you get in at that level, Satan can't be saved. The 200 angels that left their abode in heaven and lay with the women and created giants, they can't be saved. They wanted to be saved once they realized they sinned so badly that they were going to be judged forever in hell. Sheol, that's where Jesus went when he died and went down. He preached to those people that they cannot be saved. The whole book of Enoch addresses this topic, shows places in the outer rim of the earth where they are burnt with fire forever. So as we enter into this understanding, and as we head toward the end, capital E, end of this age, we are to equip the human with the understanding of the gospel, the true understanding of what it means for Jesus to save you, what it means to be born again, what does it mean to be born from above, what does it mean to be a son or daughter of the light, capital L. What does it mean to be delivered and saved from the wrath of God? How are you going to avoid the wrath of God? It's real. It's comprehensive. It's everywhere. He's coming down to cleanse the entire earth. There's no place to hide. There's no cave. There's no underground area you can go from his wrath. So bend the knee today. Kiss the Son, lest ye perish in the way. Lest he be angry, you perish. So today's the day to kiss the Son. Give your life to him. Take up your cross, which is defeat yourself, your will, the self-will. Die to self. Go to him. Let him captain you through this next few steps of your life all the way to the end so that you can reign with him forever. The meek, they have destroyed the power of their prideful self, the meek, right? They shall inherit the earth. People who wait on God and don't take matters in their own hands, they are going to inherit the earth. Those who wait on God will inherit the earth. Psalm 37. So what is the purpose of Tree of Life Farms and these conversations? Is to give an individual human and his soul the power to overcome the great final deception. But it's always been this way. When the Catholics were persecuting people for not baptizing their baby, it was a will decision not to baptize your baby. When the first century was killing people for not bowing the knee to Caesar or Rome, which was seduction because you got to play in their world, you got to have their money and their currency, you got to operate in their economic system. But true believers didn't, and they had to come together and they had to assemble and they had to share stuff, and they had to have rich people be raised up, mighty people of God, to open up their homes or to fund missionary journeys, as Paul was funded by these people and himself. But you see the point. So this is the purpose of the 7-day connect. This is the purpose of the conversations we'll have on the land. This is the purpose of my ministry for the rest of my days.